T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, time for our weekly visit with Chris Powell. Writes for the Journal Inquirer. That's Inquirer. Hey, Chris.
Morning, Ray.
Hey, guess what? Guess who's back together?
Tell me.
Okay. He's been in prison for a while, but he's coming home to Houma. Anthony Weiner.
Oh, you know, I went down to Washington once a few years ago to attend a congressional hearing, and I find myself standing right outside his office after he had...
Did he have clothes on at the time? Or
No, the door was shut, but the sign was still on the door.
Well.
That was a great moment in politics.
Speaking of which, just very quickly, just, you know, before we get on to some of the things you've written about, you do realize, I think tomorrow, of course, Robert Mueller is going to testify before. Is it two committees? They just blending the two? What are they doing? I think that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Judiciary and whatever. And so they're going to, so you will get to see some of the stars. Gerald Nadler, I think, is just the most wonderful man on the face of the earth. And I imagine Adam Schiff, who's insane. So it'll be interesting. But you know what they're doing today? Because they really want to get the facts out there. They it's an inquiry. It's not a show trial. Guess what they're doing? They're rehearsing today.
Tell me.
Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee plan to hold a mock hearing today behind closed doors to prep for Robert Mueller's upcoming congressional testimony.
Yeah, well, it's all theater, Ray. I lost interest in it a few months ago.
I don't think you're alone.
Well, I know that the Democrats seem to think that it's key, at least, to keeping their
All they want to do is keep the story going. And, you know, the fact is there are actually bars. I don't think there's one here in town. But a number of bars are going to be open early in D.C., certainly they will, where all the cousins are married.
Drink at home.
Well, so they'll have bars. Bars are going to be opening early so you can watch it with your friends and brothers and sisters. It'll be great. All right, so... Where do you want to start today? You want to start with the one thing that you brought up, and one of the big topics I think will be a factor in the next election, is of course what's going on at the border. Richard Blumenthal apparently went down toward it. Said I'm thoroughly disturbed. What's going on? And, okay, I understand that, but I mean the fact is, if you think of it, part of the reason like all these people are streaming north is because they think there's a fairly good chance of getting in.
Yeah, well, they're absolutely right in thinking that. Right, you know, I'm not justifying the cruel things that go on down there, but it is entirely a function of our not being able to control the border, our enabling people to claim asylum for just about anything. Reuters last week, Reuters had an interesting story about how. Even many people from Africa are flying over to South America and then trudging through the jungles and over the mountains and the rivers to either sneak over the border or present themselves for asylum in the confidence that they will probably get waved through. And that confidence is justified because while we see those detention camps and, you know, they look pretty uncomfortable, a very small segment of the illegal immigration people are being put in those camps. Most are waved through. They're given a summons to an immigration court proceeding some weeks or months hence. And, of course, 90% of them never return. They disappear into a sanctuary city or a sanctuary state like Connecticut, and they're through. Yeah. And the Reuters story about the African immigration through South America.
I mean, that's a trip.
That, yeah, it is, but they do it because they are confident and with reason.
Right.
They're accurately confident that they will be waved through, and that really is the reason for the chaos at the border, because it's not enforced.
Here's a question I have, though. This goes back, you know, the kids in cages things that everybody's using. Kids in cages. You know when that started? 2014 in the Arizona Republic.
Yeah, well, it started under the Obama administration. And
So why wasn't it talked about then?
Well, because Trump wasn't president then.
Oh.
I mean, things
I'm sorry.
were normal under a Democrat become outrageous under a Republican. I mean, I'm old enough to remember this during the Vietnam War, when the war was being run by a Democratic administration. The Democrats were silent about it. The Democrats could oppose the war only when a Republican became president in January 1969.
Richard Nixon will be the guy I think we're talking about here. Yeah. Hey, one other thing you bring up, and there's a special session there was yesterday, and really not much of import was actually decided. Basically, it was put off. Hey, we'll have a commission. We'll put this together, work out a deal when it comes to restaurant wages. But, you know, the other thing that is not – how much money in this current budget goes to cities?
Oh, boy, I'd have to look up the exact amount, Ray, but there's more definitely going to the cities under the new budget. The governor is has boasted about that. Seven news organizations in the state just put together their so-called cities project to explore more ways of how we could get more money to cities. But, you know, again, I'm old enough to remember we've been doing this for as long as I've been reading the papers, and nothing makes any difference.
Well, as you know, there are demonstrations going on right now in San Juan. And the reason is because it's a thoroughly corrupt government, okay? And everybody's sitting there jumping on, you know, the president or who knows who. You know, oh, no, they don't care because we're brown people and blah, 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 blah. You know where it's all been going? It's been going into the pockets of cronies. What are you talking about?
It's a little more subtle here in Connecticut. In Connecticut, most of the money, it goes to the Democratic campaign organizations known as the public employee unions. It's a little more democratically distributed up here.
And by the way, here's another question. I think People's United just bought yet another bank. And this is one of the things you wrote about. Where's the attorney general? Banks are killing competition, and they are. Eventually, when you say, I'm going to the bank, you'll just be going to the bank. The bank. And I'm not picking on People's. I'm just saying it's happening.
Yeah, there's this consolidation, especially now in the Hartford area, where the People's United and United branches overlap very extensively. And People's United, in acquiring United Bank, was very brazen, very candid about it, saying that they're going to make the acquisition profitable just by killing off the competition, laying off staff, and closing branches. And where was our attorney general? I mean, he was waging war against President Trump. I thought he ought to come home and protect competition in the banking industry and force some antitrust law against it.
Yeah, in one sense, though, I can see why banks need to consolidate, because it is becoming more and more. It is nationally, it's becoming less competitive. You know, and so I suppose to survive, maybe you do have to get bigger. I don't know.
Well, you know, but you can do that by merging or combining with a bank that does not have a presence in the area. I mean, you could get a bank, an out-of-state bank, to acquire a Connecticut bank, and you would not substantially diminish competition. But here, you're gonna lose a whole bunch of branches and scores, if not hundreds, of employees, and competition directly in our area will be diminished. And, you know, unfortunately, while we have a very capable antitrust division in the state attorney general's office, the attorney general is much more interested in waging war against Trump.
Oh, God. Well, you know, it's always fun, Chris, and I imagine we probably won't be able to get a hold of you tomorrow because you'll be watching that hearing.
So. Call anytime,
right? All right. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.